This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dove, CPRA chairman, it's a Coastal Protection Restoration Authority. They made an announcement the other day relative to the Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion Project, and this process revealed competing science, competing opinions, and potential outcomes, and he joins us to explain the next steps. Gordon, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Newell.
Sir, it's always good to hear your voice. So the other day, as the lead implementing trustee, you guys made a decision, for the benefit of the listening audience, explain exactly what it was and what it means.
As you know, in 2013, when the decision was made by CPRA, the Corps was already developing and engineering a 2,500 to 15,000 CFS diversion that was authorized under the 2007 Word of Bill authorization and congressionally authorized. The Corps decided after studying the big diversions to go with a smaller one. In 2013, they had been working on it 6 years. A decision was made to go with the larger diversion of 75,000, which the Corps had decided they did not want to do the big diversions because they wasn't going to work. They were having too much trouble. Now, remember that this was on a 65-35% match. We were going to save $1 billion plus. So the decision was made when the BP money came around. Remember, Macondo was 2010, April of 2010. The money came around because I was in the legislature at the time. It came around in 2013. So after 6 years of the Corps working on a smaller diversion, the decision was made. I disagreed with it 1,000,000%. And the move was made to go with this larger diversion of 75,000, which is 2 billion gallons an hour, or beneficial use of 1.3 billion gallons an hour, not a day, an hour. And then it escalated from 750 million to 3.1 billion. But 2.8 billion, you were out of BP money. So the legislature would have to come in and put the rest of the money on. When Governor Jeff Landry got in office, he the first thing after I was appointed and ratified by the Senate, he told me, I want facts, figures, and backup on where we at on the diversion. And so we went into this review for months to try to find out exactly what went wrong and why this thing is out of whack. And, you know, it started in In 2016, it already jumped to $1.5 billion. In 21, $2.2. And then in 23, it was released for construction at $3.1 billion under the John Bell administration. And so, as you know, we inherited this. So, lo and behold, the Corps of Engineers came along and suspended the project because of a flawed, redacted model that was done that was not given the 90%. It was 90% complete, not given to the design group, and it was redacted parts of it. And if you look on a Corps website, they have the redacted portion. They have the redacted models that they put on it, and they have the correct models. And the correct models show only 4,000 to 7,000 CFS, excuse me, 4,000 acres in 50 years, 5-0. So with that said, we had already suspended the construction because of the cost was just getting out of hand. Now, you know, $600 million had been spent, but the majority of it was spent before we took office. They went ahead and started it. Well, one of the other big things that the Corps had a problem with, and we had a problem with, is that the National Flood Insurance Program wasn't approved in 8 parishes that this thing would affect, this diversion. That was on a Corps of Engineers permit. That's about 2 years to get approval from FEMA. As you well know, FEMA is very difficult to get flood maps and NFIP approval, and then the parishes had to sign off of it. So number one was the suspension by the Corps, not the suspension by CPRA of the permit. It was done by the United States Army Corps of Engineers. And I understand this went all the way to Washington. And then it was the O&M. The O&M cost of it is $1.7 billion over the life of it, just in the bay. It could get as much as $50 million a year because you're gonna cause shoaling in a river that we're responsible for. So there was no monies and no monies for the O&M to speak of. I mean, they had $80 million over the life of it, 50 years, which didn't even touch hardly the first year. So with all that together, we approached the trustee implementation group and we submitted everything to them, and of course they went ahead and suspended it, which is the U.S. Department of Commerce, which is NOAA, the U.S. Department of Interior, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. If they call it the LATIG, federal trustees, they went ahead and agreed with us. And the exact words was for us to come up after they went ahead and they signed a resolution canceling it, for us to start submitting new projects. We are going to have $2.3 billion in new projects that we are going to submit for all the parishes, including Plaquemines. We are building a land bridge in Plaquemines. The Corps is going to move forward. We're working with them now on a 2,500 to 15,000 CFS diversion with dedicated dredging that will produce 19,000 acres. The land bridge will produce 6,800 acres between Jefferson and Plaquemines. We will save $1 billion letting the Corps move forward. They already got 6 years into it and 10 years of study that this is the correct diversion. And remember this, dude. Look at Davis Pond. That's 10,000 CFS. That's not 75,000. Look at Carnarvon. The Corps built both of these. Carnarvon is 8,000 CFS. The Corps realized that these big diversions wasn't going to work because of the quality of the water, and of course you have total destruction of the fisheries, the oysters, and the shrimp. And so because remember, you lifted a whole basin from 1'6" to 3 feet. So that's why you have to buy out all these 800 pieces of property and Plaquemines, and they didn't even get to Jefferson yet. And then you got the saltwater wedge. Like I say, the shoaling could affect it. And so, the cost, everything over $2.8 billion has to come out of your state tax dollars through the legislature. And, of course, the legislature don't have billions of dollars over the next decades. to spend on this. So I hope I didn't go into too much detail, but this was all the factors that led to where it led. But the main factor with the Corps of Engineers made the decision, not CPRA, the Corps to suspend the permit, which is very seldom done. It was because someone had redacted models. In other words, they changed them. And certain models were not submitted to the design group at a 90%. And of course, the ones that they didn't want to submit showed a lot less beneficial use. So I hope I didn't go into too much detail.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
No, sir, not at all. In fact, Gordon, you made mention about O&M, operations and maintenance. For the benefit of the listening audience, I think that number was $50 million a year. So you're talking over this 50-year period of time, another $2.5 billion in cost. Where was that money going to come from?
It has to come from the legislature, or you've got to dedicate, Gomesa money. As you know, we just got, thanks to Steve Scalise and our congressional delegation, we got $50 million a year more in Gomesa, which is the Gulf of Mexico revenue sharing. Of course, we call it Gulf of America now, revenue sharing. And so we get about $200 million a year between ad royalties that we can use for everything from levees to pump stations to coastal restoration, et cetera. You would have obligated that. This would have devastated the coastal programs. There would be no more big projects unless you found another way to get money. It used up the main two funding streams, which was what we call NIFWIF, which was $660 million, which is the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, which came from the BP oil spill, and NERDA, Natural Resources Damage Assessment, which was $2.26 billion. So if you add them all together, That's $2.8 billion, and that was it. There's no more money. You want to build other things in Louisiana? You better take it out of Gomesa. If you want O&M, it better come from Gomesa, or it better come through the legislator, through capital outlay, surplus funding, or general funding out of general budget. So you cannot build this thing unless the state's willing to put up billions of dollars over the next few decades.
The O&M alone would have represented 25% of the existing Gomesa money. I mean,
that's just But the O&M, but the O&M could have been $50 million plus, because when you start shoaling in a river, and these divergences have shown a shoaling in a river. Remember, the core, Neptune is 119,000 CFS. It's shoaling the river so bad, so terrible that the core is choking it down to 80. They're choking it down 39,000 CFS, and that's what they're looking at to begin with. Because what it happens is shoals, and of course, as you know, it's very expensive to dredge the Mississippi River. Well, we were responsible for that.
Right.
It was also becoming a hazard to navigation. And so all these things weren't looked at. Let me tell you what they did, though. They took, to cover all of the problems and all the concerns, they put $80 million in it was called an adaptive management fund. That was good for 50 years. Now, do the math. That's about $1.6 million a year. So when anyone would ask, how are you going to pay for this? Someone would come along and say, oh, we have an adaptive management fund of $80 million. But that wasn't $80 million a year. That was $80 million for 50 years. And that's where the public was not being told exactly. There is $80 million adaptive management plan, but it's for the life of the project. So you understand they were covering it with that because there was no more money.
So a lot of people are asking the question, I always thought that dredging was a much better route. You can do targeted dredging in areas where you begin to see coastal erosion more and areas that you want to be able to address in a much quicker fashion. Some of the dredging that you're talking about, how much time will those projects take as opposed to this one that was talking about 50 years, a creation of about 80 acres a year over that 50-year period?
Well, that's a great question because to permit for long-distance pipeline sediment, or if you pump it right out of the bays like they did in Lake Bourne, they did a 3,500 acres pumping it right out of Lake Bourne, which is a lot cheaper than coming off the river, and that starts creating land immediately. So it takes you 3 years to 4 years to permit that. Let's say the day you're pumping, you're creating with a 32 inch dredge 1 to 3 acres a day, depending on the depth of your water, of course, and how high you're coming. Now.
Right.
So the beauty part about that is you start immediately. Remember, the diversion, the big 75,000 diversion was a 6-year construction period. Now,
right.
You're going to have to take another 2 years before you get started for the NFIP, National Flood Insurance Program approval, as per the Corps' permit. That's one another reason they suspended it. It was never done under the previous administration. So you're looking at 8 to 10 years before you see your first, before the water starts flowing. You're looking at 20 years before you see anything. And you're looking at 50 years. And if you do the math, I don't think me and you are going to be around to see whether it made the land they said it would create. Dredging is where it's at. We plan to do Barrier Islands, okay, the $2.3 billion is going to be spent on Barrier Islands, land bridges, and on marsh recreation and from St. Bernard Parish, St. Tammany, all the way along the Gulf Coast. And we are going to move immediately on the Barataria 23.5-mile land bridge, which will stop the inflow to the north of high salinity salt water. And remember this, I am not recreating the wheel. When I was in the legislature, this was all being done till 2013. This was all approved. This was all in the master plan. I was on CPRA. And the decision was made and it was changed. And look, do I believe anyone changed it thinking it would ever reach $3.1 billion? No. But that's when they should have backed off when it doubled. We're not the Corps of Engineers. The Corps of Engineers can have something double, but they got a $7 trillion budget in Washington. We don't. We cannot spend that kind of money. But what's bad, it took away from all the other parishes' monies that was for other barrier islands and other land bridges and other things in St. Bernard Parish and Jefferson and Lafourche. And because the people of Plaquemines, as you well know, didn't even want it. They sued. And part of the lawsuit was because the NFIP was not performed on the floodplains. That's part of their lawsuit. You can look it up. But they had seven other parishes they were supposed to get, and it was such a rush to... Remember, they moved forward the construction in 2023 in August. The election was October. Okay, there's no doubt it was moved forward with only a 90% design engineered. So once it was finished, they came back to us and says, we want another $120 million now to contract them. And so this thing just escalated, and then you start plugging in the O&M. But then remember, so then all these communities, you have to buy these communities. That's not enough money. We see 400 inquiries were sent to landowners on 800 parcels of property and houses and what have you, and only 34 responses came back.
Wow.
They were trying to get people to voluntarily sell out. Only 34, not all 34, said they'd sell out. So that was you were going to appropriate a quick take, and you were going to end up in court with all those properties, so you better get your team of lawyers. You already have seven lawsuits on land that they expropriated that's on the footprint in Plaquemines itself. One guy sued us for $100 million, one company. But, I mean, we think we could sell them all out with a lot cheaper than that, and we have the monies to settle them out. So it's just everything kept escalating.
Gordon,
and, with Jeff Landry, Governor Jeff Landry wanted facts, figures, and backup. So we had engineers. We had CPAs. He didn't want Gordon Dove's word that we don't need to do this or we need to change it. He wanted facts, figures, the same facts and figures I gave to him. I submitted to the Committee of Natural Resources on the House and Senate, Committee of Transportation, the House and Senate, and it went to the full floor and the full House for concurrence of the annual plan. But we submitted the information on the barataria to all your committees. We had a unanimous vote in all four committees except Natural Resources. We had two no votes on Natural Resources, and we had 13 yeses and two noes.
Gordon, early on said I thought this project was a boondoggle from day one. I was never a supporter of it. I didn't believe the science. I don't believe the science as it relates to Neptune, and I don't believe the science as it relates to Mardi Gras Pass, and I think they're all contributing to saltwater intrusion. And I believe that if we want to utilize those passes, that we ought to be sending dredge pipe through there right now, close those passes off, and start dredging. Let me finish with this question.
You know what you just said. Neptune and Mardi Gras together is 160,000 CFS. So it's pulling the water out of the Mississippi, and it's not getting down to the bird's feet, and you're not getting the flow of water down there. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but I was going to say, in a perfect world, how many dredges would you want working in the Mississippi River doing East Bank, West Bank work right now if you had an open checkbook?
Well, I would have, in a Mississippi River, I would have 2 to 3 dredges in the river, but in the bays, I'd have about 6 dredges because you could find good soil. The sediment that you want to put out of the bays, you got to go search for it. But they found it in Lake Bowens, and they pumped 3,500 acres with good soil. So I would have about 6 or 7 dredges working in the bays. Mm-hmm. From Barataria to Terrebonne Bay in Lafourche Parish, Terrebonne Parish, and then I'd have them working over in Vermilion Parish, all the parishes. If we're going to save this coast, we've got to dredge it. Whether it be out of the river, the Chaffalaya River, or the bays, you've got good soil there. Lake Bowens proved it. Lake Bowens proved it with 3,500 acres recreated, and that was one of the most successful projects that I've seen. Spanish Pass, Keith Hinckley and them. If you look at Spanish Pass, right off of Venice, they created 1,500 acres. You could drive your car on it now. That came off the river, and it had bulldozers. Another thing, when you dredge, you can lift it to 4 feet. So if you lift it to 4 feet, if you have sea level rise, you will be ahead of the game. If you just let the diversion work, it will only move sediment to the level of whatever the water level is. So as sea level rises, most of that will be underwater. It's in all your environmental impact statements. And the one that was redacted, if you read that one, it says it, that a lot of the sediment that you will move to build anything through the 75,000 sediment diversion will be underwater with sea level rise, if they're predicting it correctly.
Got to bring this to an end. Thank you so much for joining us today and backfilling all of the information relative to why we find ourselves where we find ourselves. In fact, the next time I have you on, if you don't mind, I'd like to get on for an hour, and talk about this. I think a lot of folks have been misinformed to a certain extent. They don't quite understand.
We're able to redirect $2.3 billion with a B. That's going to new projects, and any parish can apply for it. That's in the coastal zone, and
absolutely.
Also we save NERD, we save Gomesa to do. We can do anything in the coastline, and we're not going to the legislature for any money. We're self sufficient once again. It was a win-win deal, and like I said, I want to thank Jeff Landry for coming out and saying, hey, give me facts, figures, high engineered firm, and let's find out what happened. And we found out what happened. So did the Corps. Why would the Corps of U.S. Army Corps of Engineers suspend it? They're not going to listen to Gordon Dove and say, if I
no, exactly.
That's the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
They had their doubts all along. I think a lot of this was coming from D.C., as you well know.
Well,
Gordon, thank you.
For 12 years, they sold a good game, certain groups, and the truth came out, and that's what we proved, that's what we gave to the public. And thank you so much, Newell, for listening to me.
Thank you, sir. Always appreciate it. Gordon Dove, CPRA chairman. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.